Malaysia's annual General Assembly of the ruling United Malays National Organization left off Friday with all the delegates guessing about who will win the second most important job in the country. Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi says he will wait until Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad retires in October before naming the man who will take over his position, the second most powerful in the country. Mr. Mahathir anointed Mr. Abdullah as his successor last year when he announced his retirement. Defense Minister Najib Razak and Domestic Trade Minister Muhyiddin Yassin are considered the top two candidates. During the opening speech of the assembly, Mr. Mahathir warned his party, the United Malays National Organization, or UMNO, against infighting, saying unity is essential for order when he steps down in October. But Khalid Jaffa, director of the independent think tank, the Institute for Policy Research in Kuala Lumpur, says he expects fierce fighting over the job, but that the fight will happen behind closed doors.
I think number two position, a very influential, very powerful position that's going to affect a lot of players within UMNO. I believe it is going to be a heavily contested position.
UMNO has formed the core of every government in Malaysia since its independence from Britain in 1957. Mr. Khalid says a smooth transition from the 22-year rule of Mr. Mahathir to Mr. Abdullah is expected. And although most believe Mr. Abdullah will carry on Mr. Mahathir's policies, there may be more room for opposition voices.
Because Mahathir has a lot of success behind him in one way or another, despite his authoritarianism, people weigh his contribution for the country. But the new set of leaders, at least in shaping new policies, their position in international. So in that sense, opposition will be much better positioned to assert their ideas and also their policies to the public.
Mr. Mahathir is credited with bringing his country forward and giving it a measure of economic success, but his detractors say his authoritarian 22-year rule has left no space for democracy. Nancy Millie Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.